This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
All right, good morning to you on this Monday morning. Happy you're here with us, this 7th day of April, and hopefully you survived all that rain over the weekend. Man, it was relentless, wasn't it? Poor Carl Middleman had to walk from the radio station over here to the Enterprise Center and got soaked in that, what, six-minute walk? Is that what it is, roughly?
It's a half a mile, and Kelsey Ballerini, first of all, she was fantastic.
I've heard rave reviews, given the fact that I had no idea she was on Friday afternoon.
Okay, but I wore water-resistant pants and a raincoat and an umbrella. I had to take off my socks in the control room and put them in front of a fan.
I feel bad for anyone else in that room.
It gets better. He's in a closed room right up there with no windows or anything. And he considered taking his pants off,
which were water-resistant,
but was afraid somebody might walk in, and then somebody walked in. So thank goodness didn't go pantless, Carl.
Wouldn't you wear normal pants and then the water-resistant pants over it? Aren't those kind of poncho material?
I wore fishing pants.
Oh, okay. All right.
So
gotcha.
those are pants, but they're fishing pants.
So they have the little zippers where you can zip off the lower part of the leg? Oh, see? There you go.
I just hope your socks weren't too stinky if all the fans just blowing that smell.
Well, it's an enclosed room, so just be thankful you weren't in there.
I am thankful.
At least the Blues won.
Yes, but also the fact that all those other people that didn't have a room with a fan in it that were walking to the Enterprise Center.
Man. What a mess.
See, well, there are people who are superstitious who would put their socks by a fan, and they'd be able to, now that they won, I did that. I have to do that every single time. There are definitely people. Oh, that's
right.
Not
the hockey game.
Yeah.
That's right.
And
that's
it was
right.
Also 97.1% women at that show.
Oh, really?
Well, any guys there would be dragged there by their girlfriends
and
or their
that's
wives.
That's what she said on stage.
My friend Joe got dragged there by his wife.
I believe that
he would have been one of the 3%.
You win husband points, so just go.
Just say it.
She said that. She's dating some guy from Outer Banks, which is
the Netflix show. Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah. All right. Well, good. So we got a big Blues victory this weekend. That was important. And, I don't know. Did you get stuck in traffic anywhere? Like my friend in her Tesla who was driving down Brentwood Boulevard, unaware that the Looney Tunes were going to be out on the side of the road. And, of course, traffic got jammed up and snarled. And she's in her Tesla, by the way. Did I mention that? And this is what irritates the loony left these days, that you dare to drive the car of your choice in America. And they took out their ire on her. Now, fortunately, there was no violence, but she said that she was so scared with her 4-year-old in the back seat, people yelling at her and throwing coffee at her, a cup of coffee and all this stuff at her car, that she was shaking when she got out of the car, when she finally got to her destination. So this is what you're dealing with. People who are unhinged in their hatred of Donald Trump and Elon Musk, and they don't have any good reason for it. It's just they don't need an excuse. And they stood in the rain for 3 hours there and in West St. Louis County. I posted some great video on the Facebook page of me driving by and honoring them with some flag waving.
And some other things.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
But I know they were waving at me with their fingers, and I was waving my Trump. I had a flag in my hand. How was I supposed to give them the finger, if that's what you're suggesting? I had a flag in my hand. I was just waving my flag at them.
Too classy for that?
They were very angry.
Stay classy, Mark.
They were not happy with me at all that I had my flag hanging out the window of my car. But if you were out there, I'm sorry. You got wet. Carl, let's get to our top stories this morning.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Keep your hands off our rights and we won't stop. We the people won't stop.
I don't know what rights she's lost. I'd be interested in seeing that list. That was the head of the teachers union there. They're going to be actively spending. They've been spending a lot of money to try to steal your school boards. And put it in the hands of the crazy NEA folks. And they were out protesting on Saturday. So it's the same group.
Imagine if I had done any of this. Let me just want to be clear about this.
Let me be clear. I guess you recognize that voice. Barry's back. Barry's out saying, imagine if I'd tried to do what Donald Trump did. Well, if you had done what Donald Trump is doing, we'd be in a hell of a lot better shape today than we are, because you would have stopped all these tariffs many years ago. It used to be a Democrat thing. Not anymore.
Did you use AI to generate this? Why are they on the list?
If you leave anything off the list, the countries that try to arbitrage America go through those countries.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I wouldn't want to accuse Mr. Lutnick there of having to mansplain anything to Margaret Brennan, but she's such a hard lefty that sometimes you just have to break it down into its simplest terms. She took that chart the president used last week on Liberation Day, and she said, well, this country doesn't even have an economy. Why would you include them? And he had to explain it to her.
My name is Taylor Starling. I'm 16 years old and I attend Martin Luther King High School. I was removed from my varsity girls team and replaced by a newly eligible male transfer student.
Here we go again, right? First, we have the young lady last week who had to decide not to participate in her fencing competition because she didn't want to fence with a 6'3" man posing as a woman. And now we have a young lady who testified yesterday, I think that might have been from Friday, talking about how she was a great student on the honor roll, been on her team for years, her cross country team, and she got thrown off so they could give the spot to a man who thinks he's a woman, or I should say a boy who thinks he's a girl. This is the sick and twisted world that we live in these days. Carl, play cut number 16 for us, please.
Good morning, members of the committee. My name is Taylor Starling. I'm 16 years old, and I attend Martin Luther King High School. I have a 4.0 GPA, serve as vice president of my junior class, and volunteer with National Women's Charity League, lead as captain of my school's cross-country and track and field teams. I was removed from my varsity girls team and replaced by a newly eligible male transfer student who received favorable treatment.
Yes, she was. She was removed, and then she got in trouble because she and her friend wore shirts to school that said "Save Girls Sports," and school officials told them they had to take the shirts off because it was hostile messaging. It says "Save Girls Sports." That's all it says on it, and it's got the little track symbol of the foot with the feathers coming off the back of it.
They compared them to swastikas.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Good for this 16-year-old, who, by the way, is well-spoken, to get up there in front of everybody and say what she did.
And where do you think this happened? California.
No surprise there. But you know what? This nonsense is happening everywhere. Because you'd think, oh, it's only happening in the crazy liberal states like California. And certainly it seems to be there are more cases of it happening there. This is happening everywhere. I mean, we have to keep our eyes open. And I just go back to, this is why you need to vote in the election tomorrow. I don't care if you don't have a kid in the district. I don't either. My son is 2. And even if I could send him to school right now, if he was of that age, I don't know that I'd be sending him to public school, but I still care about voting. That is why it matters. Do you want this to happen to our schools? No? Then please go vote. I'm just so tired of, and I don't think I really understood the importance of these smaller elections until more recently, and my eyes have been opened, and once they've been opened, you can't close them again, and I just hope that more and more people show up tomorrow.
When people hear me say that, if you look at the voter guide, which is up on the website, 971talk.com, that in many districts in the area, there were not candidates that, in good conscience, that I could support.
Including mine, St. Charles City.
Thank you. And you know, this is the thing that you need to understand. The people that are NEA endorsed or pro-NEA, Missouri NEA, are the same. They support the same policies as the national NEA. And it's these people. It's this athletic director in California that told these girls, wearing a shirt that says that, you know, save girls sports, he said is the equivalent of wearing a swastika in front of a Jewish student. That's how offensive it is to men who think they are women. And that's who you need to be worried about offending. These are the policies these kinds of people would institute. You need to understand why voting tomorrow is so important, Kim, and thank you for pointing that out. Because you can vote today, but Election Day is tomorrow, so you can get out there and vote. We're going to talk to a couple of candidates for Francis Howe coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Stay tuned for that. Up next, we'll get to Hans von Spakovsky and talk more about some of these legislators who are trying to take away Trump's tariff powers. We'll be back in just a minute.
I got a report from the USTR last night that more than 50 countries have reached out to the president to begin a negotiation. But they're doing that because they understand that they bear a lot of the tariff. And so I don't think that you're going to see a big effect on the consumer in the U.S. because I do think that the reason why we have a persistent long-run trade deficit is these people have very inelastic supply. They've been dumping goods into the country in order to create jobs, say, in China.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans on the line with us this morning. Good morning to you, Hans. How are you?
Mark, I'm doing just fine, thanks.
Good, good. You know, I played that bite. That's Kevin Hassett there. Played that bite because there's now a Republican in the House. I think he's from maybe Nebraska, who has announced that he's going to introduce legislation that's a companion piece to something in the Senate that would pull back Donald Trump's tariff authority, which he claims that, like, Congress gave this to the president years ago, but maybe they made a mistake. I assume they can do that, but I can't imagine there'll be the support either in the Senate or the House for that to happen, right?
Well, no, there won't be. And, you know, what everybody's missing here is, look, Americans are all in favor of free trade, but not when it's only on one side. And all you have to do is look at the tariffs imposed by other countries on us to see that the only free trade is in the U.S. It's not the other way. And I'll give you two quick examples that the president highlighted in his executive order. When the EU sends their cars over here, you know, BMWs, Mercedes, et cetera, we impose a 2.5% tariff. When we try to send our Ford and General Motors cars to Europe, they impose a 10% tariff. That's not free trade. Or India. American farmers produce actually a lot of rice.
Yes.
When we bring rice in to the U.S., we charge a 2.7% tariff. India charges an 80% tariff on U.S. rice. I don't know why all the markets, for example, the stock traders wouldn't want the president to try to fix that so that we really have free trade.
Yeah, it seems to be kind of common sense, but I can't seem to get any straight answers out of anybody I talk to. For anybody who supports what they're doing, they just don't like the fact that Donald Trump's trying to fix it. It's a fascinating
right.
It's a fascinating issue, to be honest. Hey, you know, on this Judge Boasberg, I saw that he's been active again, and now there's an order demanding that the El Salvador government return this gang member criminal who we deported down there apparently accidentally.
Well, accidentally, they keep saying that, but don't forget that an immigration judge found that he was a member of MS-13.
Yes.
You know, one of the most dangerous gangs around. Well, good luck to Judge Boasberg. I suggest you go down to El Salvador and try to get them to obey his nutty order.
What is it, Hans? Is it a maybe? I'll say the word so you don't have to. Is it a judicial arrogance that a district court judge, a federal judge, thinks they have more power than the president of the United States?
That is absolutely what it is, and in fact, this was best expressed. I don't know if you saw this, but the Babylon Bee had a great line last week. It was a headline. Donald Trump resigns office to become a federal judge because he'll have more power that way.
It's true.
Yeah, it's sad, but you know, so often those headlines on the Babylon Bee are spot on for sure. Yeah, I don't know. So I mean, they can't a federal judge here couldn't force El Salvador to return
no.
a citizen, right?
No,
no,
of course not. Of course not. And that just shows. Frankly, how out of control so many of these federal judges are. I mean, I call them rogue judges because that's what they are. In fact, it's such an important issue that I don't know if anybody's interested, but we're going to have a session starting at 11 o'clock Eastern time today at Heritage. You can watch it virtually, and we're going to have some pretty interesting people talking about this.
Yeah, heritage.org. Can we get to it from there?
Yeah, you sure can.
Awesome. We'll be sure and tune in. Is that 11 Eastern?
11 Eastern.
Okay,
and,
10 Central.
I'm actually going to be one of the panelists, but there are other more interesting people talking to.
Hans.
Of course not. Hans von Spakovsky, we love having you on, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we'll talk again. We'll talk again soon. So 10 a.m. Central, you could tune in there to heritage.org and hear what they're going to be talking about on this panel. Good stuff. All right, we're going to get to a check of business. It's market watch time, baby. It may be down again today, but don't worry about it. We'll be right back.
I was one of the paid protesters at the April 5th liberal protests. And so I just wanted to come on and talk about my experience, what I had to do to get paid.
Yeah, there you have it. I'm not sure what town she was in, but it was an interesting to listen to that roughly 2 or 3 minutes that the young lady spent on there talking about what she had to go through to get a check to show up at the protest in her town Saturday. Here in St. Louis, the ones that did protest, I know they were on Brentwood Boulevard. I know they were in West County. I think there were a few in St. Charles County, maybe some downtown. Had to stand in the rain for 3 solid hours if they showed up for the hands-off protest. So we'll talk more about that young lady and what she went through coming up in a few minutes. Time for us to get to business right now. Nicole Murray, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Have a good weekend. Lots of sleep. Caught up from that big Disney vacation?
Yeah, I took naps.
Oh,
like it
good.
Was my job.
I'm glad to hear that.
And then still slept at night, believe it or not.
Man, we had 3 solid days of rain this weekend, just about. I mean, we got a break yesterday, but Friday, all day Saturday, it was pouring here.
Sounds like the perfect pajama weather to me.
Yeah, no kidding. Poor Carl, he had to go out in it to go to work at his other job and got soaked. Walking between here and the stadium downstairs, downtown.
Ah, he melted, huh?
Did you, Carl? Did you melt?
I wish I would have melted. I've been felt better than my wet feet.
Speaking of melting, how about that market, huh?
Hoo-hoo! It is It's chaos, I guess, is the best word to describe it. Well,
how bad is it this morning? Go ahead.
All right. So futures are sharply lower. Dow futures alone are down nearly 700 points. Friday, the Dow lost 2231. The NASDAQ lost 962. The S&P 500 down 332. I'm sorry, 322. Bayer AG said it's seeking a Supreme Court review of litigation over the weed killer Roundup. The German conglomerate asked the High Court to take its appeal of a 2023 verdict in which a jury ordered Bayer's Monsanto unit to pay $1.25 million in damages to cancer sufferer John Durnell. No punitive damages were awarded. President Trump said he will not back down on his sweeping tariffs on imports for most of the world unless countries even out their trade with the U.S. U.S. stock futures, like I said, have opened sharply lower this morning as a result. Nebraska Representative Don Bacon on CBS said he has beginning support in the House for forthcoming legislation that would give Congress more authority over tariffs and trade policy. The measure would require the president to give Congress 48 hours notice before imposing or raising tariffs. President Trump has signed an executive order to keep TikTok running in the U.S. for another 75 days to give his administration more time to broker a deal to bring the social media platform under American ownership. Trump has recently entertained an array of offers from U.S. businesses seeking to buy a share of the social media site, but China's ByteDance has insisted the platform is not for sale. A Minecraft movie leveled up at the box office, collecting a blockbuster $157 million in its opening weekend. It's not only the biggest domestic debut of the year, but the best in history for a video game adaption. And finally, according to researchers, Mexican food is the most serotonin-boosting food in the entire world. Additionally, Mexican cuisine often offers nutrient-rich ingredients like beans, lean meats, colorful vegetables, and healthy fats, all of which support a healthy gut and brain function.
And lots of fattening queso.
It's all those refried beans.
It's the margarita, probably.
It's all of it. Margarita Monday, Taco Tuesday. There's something every day of the week if we wanted it to be.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm always so full of chips before the food gets there that I just can't usually stuff it all in.
How many people you think go to those Mexican restaurants, just sit there knowing they have no plans to actually order and just eat chips and salsa, and then they're like, you know what, actually, we have to go.
I don't know.
No.
I bet you people do. Oh, there are so many cheapskates out there.
Yeah, but they're ordering drinks.
Yes, they are.
There are some serious cheapskates out there who would just take advantage of it, order a water, and have no plans to order food and just eat the chips and salsa
for
free.
What was your college-like life?
College life?
What do you mean? I mean, I wouldn't do that, but I'll guarantee you there are people out there who do.
Probably.
How do you resist the tacos, though? That's my question.
You're that cheap that you don't care. You go get tacos somewhere else.
Nicole, you mentioned the Minecraft movie.
Yes.
I saw a clip of that this weekend. I would never pay to go see the movie, but I saw a clip of it somewhere on some program I was watching. And it's got a Jack Black character in it. Is he in the actual video game?
Yeah, he's no.
He's only in the movie?
Yes.
Okay. So I saw the video game had included him in it in the clip.
Oh, cute.
Right? And it's full Jack Black. Like, the big beer gut and the full beard. And I'm thinking, if they were going to make a cartoon character out of me, I'd have him trim that belly a little bit. But he didn't care, clearly. It's his thing.
Maybe he didn't have a say.
I mean, it's sort of his image these days. He doesn't try to... He's always been a big guy, but the belly looked bigger than normal in the cartoon I was watching. I'm thinking to myself, dude, that is not flattering at all.
But maybe it's like a caricature, like leaning into the...
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. What would yours look like? What asset would they focus in on for
probably
like a caricature?
My nose, don't you think?
I thought you were going to make some joke like, oh, my big muscles and my six-pack.
Well, no, but if they were going to do that and you had a chance to accentuate that, you know, that V shape or anything, you'd want to do that because I don't have one of those anymore.
All right.
I'm like, okay, let's lower, let's slim that waist a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Maybe lighten up that hair a little bit so it's not quite so gray. Maybe put it back to its brown color. So
he did not care.
Jack Black does not care, for sure. All right. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you very much.
All right. Appreciate that. I don't know. I just, when I saw that, that's what struck me.
They did not screen that for us.
Why is it so popular?
I saw a lot of people taking
their
kids there.
Well, I know
there.
Minecraft. Is that the target audience? Because it broke some kind of record for... For a video game movie. That was it. Was it 150 million or something like that?
It's also been out for 25 years, so there have been lots of kids playing this for a long time.
Okay.
So you detract all generations, I guess. You detract the older generation,
the millennials,
who played it as kids, and then now the younger kids.
I think maybe I remember my son playing it a little bit. So where you can build houses and all that stuff, right?
You can do anything you want.
Yeah.
It's called a sandbox game.
Okay.
Which means you can just play it and do whatever you want. You could play it as a peaceful person, or you could play it as a warrior. I never played. My kid did, though.
I watched him play Call of Duty. I tried to play a couple of times, and I'm just not good enough with the controller. Like, I'd figure out how to switch weapons, and by the time I would get my hand raised, somebody had already shot me. Like, it's an incredibly fast-paced game.
Yes.
And then my son would laugh at me because my character would be dead 30 seconds into the contest.
Hey, Dad, you want to play? Oh, you're out.
Can I tell you how thankful I am that my husband's not a big gamer?
Oh, I'm not.
I can't imagine the wife trying to hang out with her husband and he's just nonstop playing COD
but
or
don't you,
whatever.
Don't
that's
you
so
think that
annoying.
That's something you'd be aware of before that relationship started.
I would hope so. I would hope.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get either you don't care or you think they'll change.
Newsflash,
they probably won't.
If
they're a gamer when you date, they'll probably be a gamer when you get married.
Right. If their idea of a date on a Friday night is you coming over to mom's house and going in the basement with them and playing video games, that's probably an indication of what you're in for.
You know, some women, I guess, like it. I am not one of them. I enjoyed Mario Kart and Mario Party as a kid. That's about it. We don't even have a gaming system in our house.
Huh.
And I'm A-okay with that.
Yeah. I don't even think we've got one hooked up anymore.
Well, we'll see.
You'll probably have a
Switch. If my husband's not a big gamer, then, I mean, Easton might be because his friends could be, but,
well, you'll want to give him that advantage, though, of knowing how to do that because...
Knowing how to do what?
How to
video game?
Play some of those video games. Like, it just...
Well, you're social. Cool if you're able to do that well.
I just think it'd be like not giving a kid access to a computer. You need them to have those skills, whether they get deep into it or not, right? At some point.
I don't know. I don't know if you need it.
Yeah, but you know what? By the time your kid's old enough to do that stuff, we might have moved on to the
next
thing.
Well, we might have, whatever that is, right? That's true. That is very true. All right, coming up, we're going to get to In Other News. Ethan is out today. Kim is going to take over the duties for us here in just a few minutes. We'll get Drew in here as well, who's filling in for Ethan today. Next hour, real or fake news quiz so that I can play the music on Friday. And then we're going to get Randy Cook and Ashley Sturm on the air. They're running for the Francis House School Board. And that, of course, the election, the voting is going on now. Election day is tomorrow. Get out the vote. We'll be right back.
What's happening?
So you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
The MLB commissioner says those torpedo bats the Yankees debuted on opening day are good for baseball. So with this torpedo bat, the barrel of the bat is thicker where it would most often hit the ball, which results in more home runs. Well, some people argue, whoa, 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 that's cheating. Well, the commissioner, Rob Manfred, says the bats comply with the rules. He says they're good for baseball because it, quote, demonstrates the fact that baseball still occupies a unique place in our culture because people can get into a complete frenzy over something that's really nothing at the end of the day.
Interesting. No competitive advantage at all, even though they've sweetened the sweet spot.
Aaron Judge
is not
using it.
Isn't that what the bat does?
He's leading in home runs, and Aaron Judge is not using it.
Right.
Yeah, no.
So in other words, it helps people who aren't
Aaron Judge.
Aaron Judge.
Well, I think if some of the players can use it or one team can use it, why would everybody not be using it, even if there's
legal.
A possibility of a potential advantage?
It's the same amount of wood on the bat. It's just concentrated in a different spot.
Where the ball hits it, right?
No, because it's different for every batter, so you have to have the bat made to your specifications.
Yeah, so Brandon Donovan on our team, he has like a kind of a version of it where he has the bat set up in a specific way, and Ivan Herrera was using that bat, and he was hitting dingers.
He hit three. Home
wow!
Runs. He had three home runs in a game.
Game.
See, I don't know. I don't know enough about it to.
He
I was never
that guy
good
you
enough
were
at swinging
Tom
a bat
about
to argue
last week.
Oh, yeah,
If I were a player, I'd want to try it, even if it was just a let me just give this a shot and see if it helps at all.
Just to see.
A trial run.
I don't know how you guys feel about it, but any sport that you need equipment and equipment gives you an advantage, I'm not the biggest fan of. But.
And there you go.
He would use a tree.
Make sure you pump up your footballs. Go ahead.
Deflate gate.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let's stick with the sports whole theme here. A Duke star basketball player could be getting deported because of the State Department ruling that South Sudanese visa holders are going to be deported. So the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, announced the plans on Saturday to revoke these visas that are held by the South Sudanese passport holders, which would affect one of the starting freshman centers. I have no clue how to pronounce his name. Common Malak. Anybody know him?
Sure.
A spokesperson for Duke said the university's looking into options for any of the students who could be impacted. But a number of universities are having to deal with this now where some of their students are from that area and their passports or their visas are being revoked.
This will be controversial, but maybe he could play remotely. Like he could check in on Zoom and
if proxy
voting. If he makes a
voting,
shot, it would count. Yeah.
He's by himself. And
that's why they lost.
Yeah, Duke won't need him anymore. So.
That's right.
Oh, we don't need him this season anyway. That makes me happy.
Mark loves when people hate on Duke.
Yeah.
Not a fan. Pope Francis made his first public appearance since being discharged from the hospital 2 weeks ago. He was in a wheelchair as he passed through St. Peter's Square as part of a Jubilee Mass for the sick. The Pope had been out of the public since his five-week stay at the hospital for double pneumonia.
Certainly evidence of some prayers working there, man. I thought, sure. And who was our the Cardinal in Dolan in New York went on network TV and said, well, it's not looking good, but let's keep praying. And he came back from it. At his age, it's amazing. It really is.
Bette Midler got rid of her Tesla, the latest celebrity to do this, calling it a symbol of racism, greed, and ignorance, saying life is suddenly so much better. Midler and Trump have had a years-long feud stemming back before Trump was even in office the first time. I guess she shared some sort of a fake quote and tried attributing it to him back in the 1990s, so she apologized about it, and he called her out for the whole thing.
Yeah. I the only person in the world that could make the liberal left who loves EVs and wanted us all to be forced to buy them to then sell them and claim that they're evil and what'd she say it was? A prophet? Just a evidence of...
It was a symbol of racism.
Symbol of racism and
greed.
Greed, that's it, yeah.
Do you think Bette Midler's driving her own car?
I don't know.
She is now.
Maybe she is.
I don't think
Maybe
so.
Not. Maybe she sits in the back of a Tesla truck or did. Not anymore.
No one cares what Bette Midler
drives.
No one
cares.
Fremont, California has been recognized as the happiest city in the United States. That's according to WalletHub's 2025 rankings. They looked at 180 major cities across three key dimensions, so emotional and physical well-being, income and employment, and community and environment. Little shock. So Fremont, California comes in number one. San Jose, California, number two. I'm just surprised it's these cities in California. Overland, number five, Overland Park, Kansas. Number six, Lincoln, Nebraska.
Is
the
Fremont
happiest,
in
what are they
Northern
happy about?
California? Northern California is conservative.
Well, I'm not saying it has to be a liberal town. Of course, they're still paying the same taxes.
Yeah, weather's nice.
Well, yeah, the sunshine helps you pretty much year-round. But aside from that, I mean, do people really feel, unless you're a multi-millionaire in California.
You have no worries. I guess.
Paying $7 a gallon for gas and sitting in 3 hours of traffic for 5 miles.
But you're self-righteous.
Yeah.
So
that's true, Sue. That's a good point.
Yeah.
All right. One more story. A recent study published in the PLOS, which is the Public Library of Science Journal, found a significant link between excessive screen time and delayed language development in children, particularly toddlers 12 to 48 months, which would be my son.
How's his screen time?
Well, I try not to have the TV on for him that much, but it doesn't mean that. Yeah, well, that's more just playing it on my phone.
Oh,
I don't necessarily show it to him.
Your phone's a screen.
I know, but he's not necessarily staring at it. He's listening to it and doing his little dance and singing along to Baby Shark.
Because you played it when you got to pick music last week.
We'll see if I get to pick music again, if I can win real or fake.
Yeah, that's coming up here in the next hour, about 6:20. We'll get to that, I promise you. And then we're going to go talk school board, this time out in Francis Howell. The election, of course, tomorrow. You can vote today. It's all coming up. We'll be back.